Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring the women of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from Glastine the Pips, Brenda Holloway, Mary Wells, Diana Ross, Martha the Vandellas, Sarita, the Marvelettes, Kinky D, and the Bevelettes. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature the women of Motown.
You put your head on my shoulder to cry.
Motown memory from Mary Wells, Two Lovers, and they reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1962, and that was Mary's third top 10 song in 1962. Before that, Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone, number 22 from 1965, and we start with Glass Nine the Pips, and I Heard Through the Grapevine, number 2 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, a great song from Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. Well, I'm Coming Out was written and produced by Cheek members Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. It was released on October 22, 1980, as the second single from Diana's self-titled 10th studio album called Diana in 1980. Well, the year before, in 1979, Diana commissioned Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards to create material for a new album after taking her daughters to see the band in concert. Well, Rodgers got the idea for I'm Coming Out after noticing three different drag queens dressed as Diana Ross at a New York club. The lyrics hold an additional meaning to Ross as she was leaving Motown Records and coming out from under Berry Gordy's thumb. Well, the song was another hit from the album, peaking at number 5 in the United States pop charts for 2 weeks in November of 1980, and it was also notable for being the first song usually performed at Diana's concerts and performances since 1980. Well, here is Diana Ross. I'm Coming Out right here on Motown Memory. Sarita with Hummer Love. Well, Sarita was Sarita Wright, and she was married to Stevie Wonder from 1970 to 1972, and Hummer Love only reached number 75 in the Billboard Blues charts of 1975. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas with Quicksand, number 8 from 1963, and we started with Diana Ross and I'm Coming Out, number 5 from 1980. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, the Marillettes and Beachwood 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
You know, love makes the world go round, and love makes the seesaw go.
Makes the world go round.
You know love. makes you feel so fine. Oh, everybody, everybody needs some loving.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Velvet's a Motown Memory's favorite artist, and Needle in a Haystack, and reached number 45 from 1964, and that was the Velvet's biggest charting song. Before that, Kinky D with Love Makes the World Go Round, and only reached number 87 on the pop charts in 1971, and it was her only Motown charting song. She had much more success when she teamed up with Elton John in a song called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which reached number 1 in 1976. And we started with the Marvelettes and Beachwood 45789, number 17 from 1962. For this half hour, we featured the Women of Motown. Coming up after the break, more Women of Motown, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.